We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swing and a fly ball hit very well out to right center field. Cruz admires this one. He hit it out of here. A grand slam for O'Neill Cruz. Five batters in. It's 5-0 Pirates.
This is the 11th hitter to bat here in this first inning for the Pirates. 3-1 to Kutch. Swing, fly ball on a line to left. Back to the wall. There it goes. A three-run home run by the number two hitter in the first inning. Andrew McCutchen with long ball number 11. The Pirates have scored 9 in the first. 9-0 Pirates here at Coors.
And that gummed up the works for everybody else. Pitch is swung on it. Line pass, third, fair ball. That'll bring those guys in now. Tyler Freeman heading into second base with a two-run double. Rockies won't go away. It's 15-9. Estrada ground ball. That's going to sneak through. A base hit. It's 16-15 in the ninth. RBI hit for Estrada. He's the tying run, and the winning run will come to the plate for Colorado. One out in the ninth. And the pitch swung on, hit high and deep out the left. Brenton Doyle has won it for the Rockies. If you thought it was impossible to lose this game when the Pirates led 9-0 before the Rockies batted, well, welcome to Coors Field. Final score, Rockies 17, Pirates 16.
Oh my God. Limits, that's an interesting call for an announcer. And you're a play-by-play guy yourself. Do you get that excited?
No.
When it's the home team the team that you're calling games for is melting down like that? Or did Joe Block make the right call there because it was so incredible and historic? I would imagine that's a dilemma for a play-by-play guy. How excited to get when you see something like that that is so crushing for the team that you're working for?
It is. I think you would probably have a right to be, you know, not dismissive in any way, but to not have as much emotional excitement attached to it as if you were like on a Fox broadcast or obviously the home broadcast. I think that Joe Block's emotion there and just the, not excitement, but just basically stunned and being shocked is what I think he displayed there.
I thought from the nine run first inning where he was going crazy, I thought we were going to slowly devolve into barely audible on the game-winning walk-off, and he elevated there. It's an interesting call.
Yeah, and Greg Brown did too, because it's hard to approach because it's just so stunning. And I think that you can hear at a part of that last clip, you could just tell Joe Block was like fading away from the mic, like he was falling back in his chair, like, what just
weren't
happened?
Weren't we all watching that game Friday night? Meantime, I'm getting more tweets, believe it or not, on this topic than anything else. Benny Cunningham did not wear number 84 limits.
No,
Why did
it
you?
It was Randy Grossman. I don't know why I put Benny Cunningham.
Okay.
It was Randy Grossman. So
normally I would take the hit, but on this one, you're writing the scripts here, and I want you to have to take the hit.
As deserved, I should. Thank you very much for pointing it out, Joe. I deserve all the blame.
I've gotten
six tweets?
Yes, of people saying, hey, I was in the bathroom, and I just heard it's going to be a high of Benny Cunningham today, not if it's 84, because he wasn't 84.
I'm glad they're taking their radios into the bathroom with them.
Happen,
they're not
limits.
Missing a moment. You can listen on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yes, how did this happen? What did you look up
that
there?
Was an oversight on my part.
What do you mean an oversight? You just thought you knew it?
I just put the wrong name. I just put Benny Cunningham when I should have said Randy Grossman, because we put both of those names a lot.
All right.
Because I had Antonio Brown is also on the sheet.
I just wanted, that would have been a good one.
Yes.
Walter Rasby would have been better than Benny Cunningham, because Walter Rasby actually did wear number 84.
Thank you.
Tweets welcome.
Just texts have been brought in about that too as well. That's why I corrected myself.
Why didn't you say it in my ear then? So I didn't say it again.
Well, it was after. You just said it again?
I did at the top of the last hour.
Right, but you haven't said it again for this hour yet.
Okay. All right.
So we'll know when it says it on there. It'll just be Antonio Brown.
Okay.
I'm
just
sorry.
A little paranoid about you sabotaging the show so you can have it. That's all.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
Just not even comment on that.
This is incredible. Not just the forget about the game Friday night, that Ben Cherington would stand there and say this to Pirate fans. I mean, does anybody advise this guy on what to say and what not to say? This is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, is that he would stand up there and tell people that the Pirates don't make trades to save money. Is that how the quote went? I believe we have it.
We do.
And this was talking with Joe Block was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday on Ben's radio show right here on 93.7 The Fan. Let's hear what he said.
We would never make a trade in order to save money. That's never part of the calculus. But using that payroll space that is opened up, through that trade, in addition to the talent that we get back, using that payroll space on other things can really help the team, especially if we feel like we have alternatives in-house that can replace some of Key's contributions. So that's really the calculus when we think about a trade like that is, you know, what are we getting back? What are the alternatives in the organization to step in and contribute
none.
In this spot that we're opening up?
Yeah.
And what might we do with that payroll space going forward?
Okay. We would never make a trade in order to save money. Is he kidding? What went through your mind as a Pirate fan when you hear that? It's like insult to injury to injury to insult. It just never ends. What is this guy talking about? He made a trade last year at the deadline. Forget about this year. He made a trade last year at the deadline. Martin Perez, remember him, Limits?
Yes.
He still had $5 million or so left on his deal, and that was an exact offset to the salaries that the Pirates had taken in on Kiner Falefa and Brian De La Cruz, and they got like an 11-year-old back for Perez. That wasn't about money? Does he expect anybody to believe that? You have Pirates people, you know, scrounging behind car seat cushions looking for a nickel over there. Everything they do is about money. Are you kidding me? Again, in broad daylight, this is happening. What is going on here?
You're being robbed at 3:00 in the afternoon.
What is happening? And I don't even think the Hayes deal... I disagree with a lot of people, I think, in town. I don't care what the motivation was. To me, yes, you're saving money, presumably. Getting rid of Ke'Bryan Hayes was a miracle that nobody asked the Pirates to take up some of that money, that they got rid of this guy with his chronically injured back. He was the worst hitter in baseball this season. I was just looking at a stat, and now I can't find it. In my time of great need, regarding Ke Bryan Hayes and how I think his OPS may have, or his slugging percentage may have been the worst in the entire league. I won't say that had nothing to do with money, but to me, the motivation was and should have been, oh my God, somebody's going to pick up Ke Bryan Hayes and take him off our hands?
He slugged 290 this year with the Pirates.
I mean, that is miraculous.
A 569 OPS.
That.
A 60 OPS plus. 60. League average is 100.
Here we go. His five, listen to this. OPS is slugging percentage and on-base combined. I think a very good measurement for a hitter. Ke Bryan Hayes' 571 OPS over the past two seasons is 40% worse than the league average. 40% worse than the league average. So forget about that trade. That was a great trade to simply have someone take him off his hands or their hands. But the other deals, Bailey Falter and David Bednar, are both going to arbitration. You mean to tell me that those deals weren't about money? They got a better prospect than the Ke Bryan, at least according to MLB Pipeline's Pirates prospect. They got a better prospect in the Ke Bryan Hayes trade than they did in the Bednar trade. And how about Rowdy Tellez last year being released right before he was going to get a $200,000 bonus? Does Ben Cherington, Bob Nutting, the Pirates in general, think that their fans are that stupid? That didn't have anything to do with money? I need, just let me hear the beginning of that again. Let me just hear the first sentence he says.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Limits.
We would never make a trade in order to save money. That's never part of the calculus.
Never part of the calculus. Okay. All right. Thanks, Ben. Now let's get to the part, because none of what they did at the trade deadline makes sense to anybody. The only person I saw who came close to saying the Pirates did something good was Jim Bowden, and he still gave him a B-. The fact that they kept Heaney and dealt Falter, make that make sense with precious little return for Falter. Bailey Falter's numbers are right on par with Mitch Keller, who, by the way, has blown up in consecutive starts, you might have noticed, as he usually does when we get to this time of year. You should have traded him at his highest point. That's two straight starts. One, he goes two innings and allows, five or six runs. Now he goes five innings and allows five runs. Bailey Falter's numbers since the beginning of last year are right on par with Mitch Keller. You could have had him cheap and controllable, just the way you like him. And instead, they dealt him and kept Heaney for what? Why would you keep Tommy Pham? I have no idea, other than Cherington trying to make things respectable enough down the stretch to where he doesn't lose his job. Because even if he got an assurance from Bob Nutting that he'll keep his job, and I don't know that he did, but even if he did, if the wheels completely fall off in the last couple months, it makes it very, very hard for Nutting to keep him. And I can't think of a more logical reason for keeping Pham and IKF, especially because Heaney's just been horrible, keeping those two guys than trying to preserve his job. There's no other logical reason, unless you're buying the BS that you may have read or heard over the past couple days about how it's really good to have these veterans here because they really teach us, you know, what to do in times like this. Those guys are a huge reason the season torpedoed. So please don't tell me that. What to you, Limits, is the most logical reason? If you could get inside Bob Nutting's head, Ben Cherington said the most logical reason that you would keep Pham, IKF, and Heaney. Heaney is the outlier here because he's been so bad that I don't know if anybody would have wanted him. But Pham especially has been red hot for 2 months now. Why on earth would you keep him till the end of his contract? Why?
Well, Noah Hiles, who will join us in about 20 minutes, he just landed, said with Donnie, the night of the trade deadline, that he heard that all three guys there was interest in. And the Pirates ultimately just did not pull the trigger. So, like, what I don't understand is why not, knowing that, A, whether it's salary related or B, you know you're not going to resign, and why wouldn't you get anything? I think that it is Cherington just trying to save his job and keep a couple of pieces around to try to help this roster that was on a winning streak before Colorado to try to make the record good enough that the owner is convinced to keep him.
Now, someone may play devil's advocate with us and say, well, if you're talking about getting rid of salary, they kept salary there. Okay, but they still got rid of a bunch of potential salary. Just because you keep some people and just because you keep Mitch Keller doesn't mean that you weren't salary dumping at the trade deadline. They kept Brian Reynolds, too. I don't think you have to get rid of every salaried player on a respectably salaried player on your roster to make it qualify as a salary dump deadline. That's exactly what it was. And tell me more about Martin Perez from last year. Tell me more about that, how that wasn't a salary dump.
If they were to trade Keller, though, Joe, you really trust that this guy would have got a decent return after what they did for Bednar?
That's beside the point at this point.
After what they did for Bailey Falter?
He's the GM. I mean, what do you want them to do, not make moves?
Yeah.
He's going to be the GM this offseason. Should they not do anything?
I don't think he's going to be the GM this offseason.
Really?
I'd rather have a different guy trade Mitch Keller.
Tell me more about that. Tell me more about what indicates to you that Ben Cherington's going to get fired.
Well, I think that's just the body of work.
Everybody knows that, except Bob Nutting.
I think that the way that they're going to end this season, after watching what I watched in Colorado, there's more of a...
They had a winning road trip. You don't think they can go right around 500 the rest of the year? I do.
No, I don't.
No?
No. If you believe that Mitch Keller is going to fall apart in the second half...
You don't.
And Skeens didn't have a good... Well, you don't believe that he's going to be good?
No, I don't.
And Skeens had a rough start in Colorado. Again, one start for Skeens. I'm not saying Skeens is going to be bad. But you subtract Bailey Falter and you keep Heaney? Yeah, why would I not believe that they're not going to have...
Because they've been basically 500 under Don Kelly. They're just coming off a winning road trip. They'll do enough. Plus, it would take for them to fall apart. What about this whole thing indicates to you that Cherington's going to get fired? He sure talked like a guy and acted like a guy whose job is very secure.
Well, he sure did. But that doesn't mean that I don't think that the owner might not make a move at the very end of the season, given just what's gone on.
Oh, I think he might, but I'm betting heavily against it. You seem to be betting for it.
I would be betting for it, yes.
Why?
Well, I think that, and when Mackey was in here, he said that he truly believes that that's going to happen, and he would not have traded anybody. And I think...
So you think...
Noah and a couple others have said... Noah, we can ask Noah. When he went on with Donnie,
he said no.
What
does Mackey mean by that? That Nutting said no trades because I don't trust you?
No, that's not what he said. What Mackey said is he would not, in that situation, sign off on any trades. He personally, his own opinion, doesn't believe.
I don't care about his opinion. What leads you to believe that Ben Cherington's going to be back?
Just the way that the season has played out, they got rid of the manager, and I do think that they will pull the ripcord on him. Just because of how bad it's been, Joe. I mean, It's going to continue to get worse with Jared Triola.
It's actually
Triola
gotten better with the new manager. Well, they're right around 500.
There's peaks and valleys in a baseball season. There's going to be more valleys than there are peaks the rest of the year.
And you think that'll cause Bob Nutting to fire him?
I do.
All right. I hope you're right.
I hope I am too.
I don't think you're right. I think he's going to be around, but that's why the Noah Constrictor is coming on here. I cannot believe the gall is the word that comes to mind. The gall of Ben Cherington and Bob Nutting, because as we know, Ben Cherington, a huge part of his job description is to spout the company line and take the hits that come with it, the inevitable hits that come with it. To stand up there and say, we would never make a trade in order to save money. What? I mean, that is an incredible, incredible statement. And it adds to a litany of mind-blowing quotes and events that have been going on here since the beginning, really, of spring training. You might remember spring training started with the revelation that Spencer Horwitz was injured and that the Pirates knew about the injury when they traded for him, or knew he had a chronic wrist issue anyway when they traded for him. Then we heard Bob Nutting tell the world, I've done enough here. It's time for us to win, in so many words. And then everything else happened, limits. And I'm sure we've all been keeping tabs on everything else that has happened right up to yesterday, after they lose 2 of 3 to the Colorado Rockies, including a game in which they led 9-0. We have the GM in broad daylight saying we would never make a trade in order to save money. And he also talked about how internally is where the answers are. Can we hear that clip for a moment?
These are the three deadline goals Cherington had.
We went into the deadline really with three goals. One, we want to add as much young talent that we believe in, that we can grow with as possible. Number two, we want to create, to the extent that it makes sense, we want to create some flexibility and some space to move this offseason. As we continue to look to add to the team for 2026. And number three, we want to create just the right amount of opportunity and playing time for players in August and September. So those are the three goals. We believe we took a step toward each of those.
All right. So add as much young talent that we believe in that we can grow with. There's not one person in baseball who thinks they added a bunch of young talent. Not one person. Two, create flexibility and space to move this offseason. Here's the magic trick here. They could go out and spend the money that they saved on a key Brian Hayes and others, but all that would do is get them back to the point they were this year with their paltry little puny payroll, right? So he's really not talking about pumping the payroll from where it was this year. He's really kind of, in so many words, saying, yeah, we'll use the money we got rid of to get back to where we are. That's what I'm hearing anyway, which isn't very high. And then the right amount of opportunity for who? For who exactly? Maybe a Bubba Chandler? Maybe a Johan Oviedo? You couldn't have done that anyway. You couldn't have gone to a six-man rotation. I'm still totally baffled by the Bailey Falter trade. Maybe more than anything that happened at this deadline. What are you doing? What on earth are you doing? Just giving away a pretty good pitcher, a guy whose numbers are right on par, ERA, WHIP, better wins and losses for what it's worth, since last season than Mitch Keller, and you just gave him away for nothing? And position player-wise, who are you creating opportunity for? Nick York? Why didn't you get rid of Tommy Pham and IKF if you're trying to create opportunity? You're going to go with a 37-year-old left fielder? Andrew McCutchen's still going to be your DH? What is this guy talking about? Who is he talking to?
And I don't understand the lunacy of, well, we created more opportunities for people internally. Okay, so why is Tommy Pham still playing left field?
Yeah, I just said that.
Why is Bubba Chandler not up here in the rotation? Why is Leover Peguero not playing every day at short and Nick Gonzalez at second? They're bouncing him around playing some first and stuff like that. Why are you not calling up Billy Cook and Nick York? Why are those
guys not
here?
Because they're not any good. They're not real prospects.
Well, let's see them not be any good
then. That was last year. We've already seen it at AAA. That was last year's whole deal. to add as much young talent that we can believe in and grow with. You've added none. Why is this guy still here? It's amazing to me that he's still here and still spouting this BS in broad daylight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.